98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk with the decision maker from the Coyotes front office. Now.
Live from the Oxygen Community Studios here at the Burns and Gambo Show, it is time to talk with the decision maker for the Coyotes. We get to talk to him every other week. We just saw him the other day, Monday, when we were down there at Gila River Arena. The Coyotes president and CEO, Javier Gutierrez, joining us here for his bi-monthly segment on the Burns and Gambo Show. Javier, how you doing today, man? Thanks for coming on.
Burns, Gambo, always great to talk to you guys. And it was great to see you guys out the other day. Really appreciate you guys being here.
Absolutely. For the home opener, we had to be there. And we'll talk about the game in a second, but just the festivities. And I stayed around for the game and just to see the opening festivities and the crowd and the video presentation in the beginning and Patrick Lauter singing the national anthem. Are you happy with the way everything came about for the what could be the last opening day at Gila River Arena?
Well, definitely happy with the experience. And you know this, Gambo, that's what we're focused on. We're focused on, you know, creating memories and really having folks come out with their families, really putting on a show, something that they can take back and really be excited about. And obviously disappointing with the result on the ice, but the guys played hard. They're going to compete. Bear has them really competing very, very hard. And was very happy with everything that the in-game experience was all about.
How, you mentioned, okay, let's not, you know, the elephant in the room, the record. Now, you're still looking for that first win. You did get a point against Buffalo on Saturday night. But in terms of how the hockey operations are going so far, knowing you've got a new coach, knowing you've got a lot of new, I know you're looking for that first win. Are you relatively happy with how that has gone so far?
Well, obviously, we'd like to, you know, have better results at the end in terms of the win-loss record. But, you know, we're evaluating this, as you guys know, in terms of building the foundation. And, yes, well, we're happy with the progress that's being made. We do have some incredible veterans that have been winners and are creating a great culture. And I think that is what we know will pay dividends as we build the foundation for sustainable success in the future.
Yeah, and I haven't told Burns about this, but I might ask him to play some goalie. But what, we got a street hockey event coming up down the road?
Yeah, you know, the vision is to continue to really expand the outreach to diverse communities, non-traditional hockey communities. And so what we're trying to work on is sometime in March really have a massive, you know, street hockey tournament, whether it be here in the West Valley or in the East Valley, and, you know, really expose the sport by putting a stick and a ball on blacktop with as many young people as we can, who may have never thought about hockey as a sport that they would be engaged with.
I still have, this is crazy, I still have it. I'll take a picture and I'll send it to you. I still have my Milik stick from when I played in deck hockey leagues back in Long Island. I still have it. I swear.
Well, you might have to bring that out. I got to take a picture of that.
I have it. Yep, that was that. That was ago. We used to play the Plaza Sports deck hockey. It was unbelievable. Me and all my friends, we played. I played in ice hockey leagues, but we played in deck hockey leagues for the guys that couldn't skate. And that was always such a blast. Deck hockey was so big where I was from, and we had leagues, and we had travel teams. We got to play all over the place, and man, it was a blast.
Absolutely. And I think that's the whole point, is to have this continuum of hockey, right? It starts really with ball hockey, goes to roller hockey, and then to ice hockey. And really, it's just about creating that engagement and that connection. And for us, you know, we know that there's this rabid fan base here in the Valley, and it's up to us to then expand that into, again, sort of more non-traditional communities and really focusing on the youth to do that.
So did I understand this correctly, Javier? Did Gambo just volunteer me to be a goaltender for one of these?
Yeah.
You did say young people, and that does not qualify me. So maybe I'm out of this one, but did that just happen, Javier? Did he volunteer me for this?
Absolutely. No, I'm expecting both of you guys to be out there, be in net, take some balls to the chest, and absolutely.
Good. I just want to make sure we're clear on that, because I wasn't sure that my friend Gambo just signed me up for something. Kind of, about the business of hockey, and I pulled up your schedule, because I know you guys are playing Edmonton tonight, and the one thing that stands out, I'm looking at your schedule, and I'm looking at ESPN.com, but just to have the NHL back on ESPN, and no disrespect to other TV partners in the past, but I know around the sport this was kind of seen as a big deal. For you,
Is it important to be back on ESPN where the league was for so many years and it's kind of established itself for so many years?
It's been huge. I'll tell you that was one thing when Alex purchased the team and when he invited me to become the president and CEO, one of the things we talked about was the opportunity to get back on ESPN and then to partner with Turner Sports as well, and really not only become top of mind in terms of the sports fan and sports fandom, but also, be part of the pop culture and be part of the narrative of the sports landscape across the country. ESPN does an incredible job of storytelling and of being omnipresent. You're online, in their app, in the streaming, on the networks, on their shows. And you saw Commissioner Bettman, I think he was on every single show for the opening day. On ESPN. And then obviously Turner's also done a really incredible job and they do it slightly different. They're focused more on the casual fan and also on the youth with Bleacher Report. So it's been incredible. The reception has been amazing and the ratings have borne out that this is a sport that very much resonates and you have these platforms now that they'll really be driving it.
Yeah, I was happy to hear, Rich and Aaron tell me the other day when we were there, the Dally Drake, a really good Coyote player for many years, a fan favorite. He just moved back to the Valley, and I saw a donor afterwards, and he was going to meet up with Dally, and we texted back and forth a little bit. How do you feel about embracing, some of that past with the guys like Dallas Drake and other great Coyote players that helped get this thing started many years ago?
No, it's key to the business plan, Gamble. We've talked about this. It was one of the first things that I talked to donor about, saying, Shane, there's incredible players from the Coyotes past. They need to be back with the organization. We need to have them around. And we just need to also have all of these NHL alumni who make Arizona, their off-season home or their home after their careers. We need to be an organization they feel connected to, they feel welcomed by, and it's part and parcel of everything that we want to do in terms of establishing what we stand for. I also heard, actually, that Marty McSorley also moved back to the Valley, and he's someone that I told Shane we need to get back. And just all of these incredible NHL players and Coyote players, we're welcoming them, we're asking them to be part of what we're about, and we think it's going to be phenomenal, not only for them, but for us.
All right, Coyotes home tonight against the Oilers, home on Saturday against the Islanders, and a long road trip in which they'll be away from Gila River Arena for about a week and a half or so. Javier, we appreciate the time as always. It was good seeing you face-to-face again the other day. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, Burns. Gambo, it's good to see you soon.